grace, mercy, and peace to you from God
our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the sermon this morning is the second reading for today from 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit, do not treat the prophecies with contempt, but test them all, hold on to what is good, reject every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Let us pray. Lord, sanctify us in your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may have heard the advertising slogan which states that diamonds are a girl's best friend. And I think there's a song about that somewhere. For fellas, it's apparently a dog is a guy's best friend. But whatever the statement about a diamond being a girl's best friend might mean, I guess it can mean to suggest that there is, since exquisite beauty of a diamond can enhance natural female beauty or the beautiful clothes she wears, it follows that most women probably have one or more, or hope one day that they will. Diamonds. But whether we are male or female, there's no getting away from the fact that when it comes naturally to naturally occurring objects, you can't go past a diamond for sheer beauty and brilliance. The beauty and brilliance of a diamond lies in the way that it captures the light and reflects it. It attracts attention, it highlights, and it stands out. As we think of this, it helps us to picture the things we associate generally with all gems. It helps us to understand why we also refer to some people as real gems. You're a gem, we sometimes say. There's something about them that makes them stand out from others. There's something about their nature, character, and personality, or some quality that makes them truly beautiful people. I mention this today because St. Paul refers to joy, prayer, and thanksgiving, three things that we could think of as diamonds or gems that stand out brilliantly, and that each and every one of them we should possess as Christians. These precious gems of joy and thanks and prayer are not naturally occurring things, not natural human qualities or characteristics, but they can be part of our life because of God's love and by the power of the Holy Spirit. They can be part and will be part of our life as we respond to the love God has first shown us. In a way, we reflect his love and his glory through our joy, our prayer, and our thanksgiving. These are precious gems, these three things that increase the beauty of the garment of salvation, the holiness that was given to you at your baptism. And it's all the more important or necessary that these gems are part of your life because you are Advent people, people who are waiting for the Saviour to return. The first of these gems is joy. Be joyful always. Joy is a precious gem, and how blessed you are if you have it in your life. It's something much more wonderful than simply being happy. Being happy is normally the way you are when things are good are happening to you. When everything's going well and it's turning out all right, life is rosy, then we are happy. But joyful, on the other hand, is unlike happiness. When we things aren't turning out well, that happiness often disappears and sadness takes over. But joyful, on the other hand, is precious and beautiful because it's something that you can always continually have whatever may be happening in your life. Whatever the outward situation and circumstance might be, being joyful is a precious and beautiful gem because that certainly is not the way we naturally and normally respond when we face trouble and hardship and suffering. So how is it possible to have this gem, to be joyful always? Where does this joy come from? How does joy come into our lives? The answer is that joy comes from God and his love for us, which he has demonstrated in Christ. God, who has entered into a wonderful relationship with you already in your baptism, gives you the gift of joy this Christmas and always. Without a good, firm foundation, things will be shaky. When it comes to joy, however, St. Paul says you can and are to be joyful always because of God and his love for you, which never changes, which is the firm foundation of this joy. You can know through the words of Scripture that God loves you for sure. And you can be certain about this, and it never fails and is always at work behind the scenes of your life. Firstly, because he sent his Son for you to die on the cross. Secondly, because he tells you in his word and in the sacraments, in holy baptism and communion, that for Jesus' sake, he loves you and has forgiven you. And thirdly, you know that Jesus is coming again to complete his loving plans for you. No wonder Paul says, be joyful always. Be steady in your joy. The second gem Paul mentions today is prayer. Pray continually, he says. And it belongs with the first gem of being joyful always, because God and his love is the foundation and reason that you can be joyful, because God is one you can depend on for your joyful spirit and attitude in life. You are to show that in response by praying always, at all times and for all things. Praying is the way that you express the relationship God has established with you in Jesus. Praying is the way that you exercise that faith and show that you trust and believe in God and that you look to him for every good thing that you need to live as one of his children. Praying continually, communicating with God, are to be natural, automatic habits, a part of our everyday life, just like breathing is, or speaking to people you love and trust. Since God is the one who gives you his joy, you need to continually be going to God in prayer, asking him that you keep that joy strong in your life at all times. And especially when things are difficult or you're facing trouble or hardship. And then there is the third gem. Be joyful always, pray continually, and then give thanks in all circumstances. Again, this gem belongs with the other two, for if your joy is in God and comes from God, if you show by your prayers that you believe that his love is at work in all things, that your whole life is in his hands, that every good gift comes from God and that you are trusting and depending on him for everything, you will also give him thanks in all circumstances and situations, no matter what. Giving thanks is not an optional extra gem. It is God's will for you in Christ Jesus to give thanks. It is God's will that you should respond to his love with thanksgiving. Giving thanks to God is what can be expected of you as God's children. And you are to express it in your prayers and in your worship. You are also to express it as you live lives of thanksgiving. And what God expects you to do, he gives you the power to do. His Holy Spirit is at work in you through his means of grace to give you these three gems for life, so that you are always joyful, praying always and giving thanks always. Since God has given you his Holy Spirit, and since he is continually at work to give you his gifts, St. Paul goes on to say, do not put out the Spirit's fire. The Holy Spirit lives in you and wants to produce in you the fruit that you need for living as his children. He wants you to produce that fruit more and more as time goes on, helping you to grow in faith and love. So you are to do nothing to hinder and frustrate the work of the Holy Spirit as he continues to work in the time before the Lord returns. We hinder and frustrate the work of the Holy Spirit. We work to put out his fire burning in us when we doubt, or when we follow our own wishes and desires, or when we speak and act in unloving ways. Instead of this, instead of neglecting and dismissing the message he gives through his word and through his faithful messengers, St. Paul says we are to be open to his work and leading, especially as he comes to you in word and sacrament. And while we must always be open to the message God wants you to hear, St. Paul says to test everything. As you are hearing and studying and learning the word of God, the Spirit will give you discernment so that you can hold tightly to what is good and avoid what is evil. Just as at your baptism you renounce the devil and promise to have nothing to do with his evil works and ways. Having said all of this, St. Paul concludes with a prayer. It's a prayer for God's blessing. It's a reassuring and comforting prayer which helps you to know that all that St. Paul has urged and directed you to do, you can and will do by God's power. Listen again to St. Paul's prayer in Thessalonians. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, body and soul be kept blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful and he will do it. Here in this prayer, you too can be sure that God is the God of peace. He is at peace with you and he gives you his peace that he won on the cross. Through Jesus, you are his forgiven and holy children. Your God of God, the God of peace, is the one who alone who can and will sanctify you, make you holy, strengthening you in faith and love, so that as well as being his saints, his forgiven children, you can also live holy and godly lives as his children. God does this and will continue to do this by the power of his Holy Spirit, as you keep on receiving and using God's word and sacraments. In this way, you will continually come under the influence of the Holy Spirit, and he will produce in you his gifts and his fruits, which include joy and prayer and thanks, and which make you complete and whole as his children. The purpose of the Holy Spirit's work each day is to equip you for life as God's children in the world and to keep you ready and fit to meet your Saviour when he comes again on the last day, when it will be clear that you are truly his children. Living as God's children means living your whole life as people who are living for Jesus and waiting for the time when he will return. And you can do this with confidence because Paul assures you that the one who calls you is faithful and he will do it. You can be confident that you will carry out God's work and his will, not because you are strong, but because God is strong and faithful. You can be confident because that's what matters, is not your hold on God, but God's strong grip on you. He will not let you go. You can always be sure of that. And so we can be joyful always. We can pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances. To God be the glory. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.